Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Every team we play is going to be excited for the opportunity to come in here and knock us off. We got a target on our backs. We got to be ready.
Throws for Curry, who grabs it before it goes out of bounds. Splits traffic, takes a three. Oh, my goodness! Goes up, blocked again by Draymond. Out of bounds off Bazemore. Draymond did it again! 5 seconds to go. Curry with four. Curry with three. Takes a three for the win. He got it!
Here we go.
It's time for the Warriors Wrap-Up. Here are your hosts, Chris Townsend and Matt Steinmetz.
Andre with 5 seconds, middle of the floor holding, waiting. Now tries to make a move. Ball goes to Thompson. Back to Andre. Left side three at the buzzer. Good!
Well, two straight games, Matt Steinmetz. We've watched the Golden State Warriors be down and come back and win as they get the win tonight over the Houston Rockets. 107-98. They take 3 of 4 from the Rockets on the year. They've won 10 in a row. The magic number is now 4. And when you saw the way Houston played tonight, they had great confidence. They were leading the Warriors. But in the fourth quarter, they went on this drought where they didn't score for about 6.5 minutes and then went with 5:57 left in the fourth quarter, tied at 92-92. Ian Clark hit that three. And it was over from there.
Their defense was exceptional in the fourth quarter. That's the one thing they have that I don't think any of the other teams that they're competing against have, and that is their ability just to shut teams down for minutes at a time. And the Houston Rockets are a team that can score a lot of points. James Harden is an incredible offensive player, but the Warriors just have his number. I mean, they know how to guard him. They know how to turn him over. They know how to turn him into a volume shooter. And even though he's going to get his assists because he's involved in so many plays, the Warriors are going to turn him over a lot too because their help defense is so good. And the player they have defending him is usually a great individual defender, whether it's Iguodala or Draymond or Klay Thompson. Those are tough matchups for James Harden, no matter who of those three guard him.
The number is 888-957-9570. That's 888-957-9570. Your reaction to this game tonight, as this has just been a lot of fun. I mean, we talked about last week was the game of the year, right? We had so much fun with the great comeback down in San Antonio. But you look at the teams that they've beaten. You look at Memphis, Houston, San Antonio, Houston again, and they're beating playoff teams. And there's a lot of different ways they're doing it. And probably the number one story for me, he continues – you know, since he likes to play golf, we'll call him a sandbagger. He's like the ultimate sandbagger. Andre Iguodala, 28 minutes and 29 seconds, so 28.5, scores 14 points. How many times now has he hit a big shot right before the clock? I mean, what he has been able to do this year and giving the Warriors such incredible minutes. We were so worried about, oh, he's on his last legs, but Andre Iguodala continues night after night to play big minutes and contribute huge and be clutch for the Warriors.
He's made a lot of big shots in the second half of this season. And I know the Warriors are 62-14, so you say, well, how many big shots could they have had? I'm not necessarily talking about buzzer beaters, but what I'm talking about are shots where the other team might have you down 7 or 8, and if you miss a shot and they come down, now it's double figures. He always seems to make that shot to not allow the other team to get separation. And the thing about Iguodala is when he gives you 14 points, then you know – he's had a great game because he's always going to give you defense, always going to give you defense. He's always going to give you heady play. He's always going to give you smart play. He's a good passer. He's going to get some rebounds. So if he scores, guaranteed he's played a great game.
He's given you buckets when you've really needed it.
Yeah,
I think
no doubt.
I mean, that would be the way, like, when, if there's some struggling going on and you need kind of like a pick-me-up, I would say lately he's had those very timely buckets, and it's been all different times during the game. Sometimes it's early, sometimes it's been late. But when, like let's say tonight when Clay and Steph haven't gotten out to a good start, all of a sudden he hits a few. He did that in San Antonio. He got it going. I mean, he was really the only guy early down in San Antonio that had it, that had anything going.
Yeah, and thing the Warriors now, I think, have in their back pocket is I think they have belief in their bench. Obviously, JaVale McGee was very, very good tonight.
You think we're going to get the JaVale McGee calls tonight?
Well, you know what? How about we do this? If anybody calls and says that JaVale McGee should start, I'm going to jump down their throat because I'm going to say, no, he shouldn't start. The bottom line is Steve Kerr has him in the best possible role. That's why he's producing, because of when Steve Kerr is putting him in the game. How about that?
No, I mean, there's nothing wrong. The whole start.
Here's the other thing. I don't think he can play a lot of minutes. I think he gets tired. He played 11 minutes tonight. Clearly, Kerr doesn't want to play him a lot of minutes. He's better in short stretches. And look, it's just not worth discussing, I don't think. Unless Kerr's got something up his sleeve, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, that whole starting thing is so overrated. Who cares if you start? It's how many minutes you actually play in the game. And what he did for you in the second quarter, you look, as you said, almost 11 minutes, gave you 13 points. But one part, what, he had like 10 points in 10 minutes, and the blocks were coming aplenty at five, but he had three right in a row. If he can be that spark for you off the bench at certain times as a big, and his ability to the dunks, to throw it up there for him,
I mean,
he can be a weapon.
They like to play with him, the Warrior guards, that's for sure. Draymond loves to throw him that alley-oop, and you can throw McGee that alley-oop in a lot of places where you can't throw it to other players, and I'm talking about above the rectangular mark on the backboard. I mean, he can really get up. I think the story of tonight's game, though, was the Warriors' defense. I really thought in the fourth quarter they locked up the Rockets. But more than that, we're starting to see their defense come to the fore in the last few weeks. And that's exactly what you want to do heading into the playoffs. It's the one thing you can control. And if the Golden State Warriors have it in them to hold a Houston Rockets team to 13 points in the fourth quarter, that tells me that they have defense that's good enough to propel them to an NBA championship, even if they're not clicking on all cylinders offensively.
The number is 888-957-9570. That's 888-957-9570. You talk about Harden being the potential MVP. You know, you always wonder, okay, how's the MVP do against the best team in the league? You know what he is from three-point, from beyond the arc, as we like to call it here on 95.7 The Game? Do you know what his numbers are for the four games against the Warriors?
Probably not good.
He's 5-for-34.
Let me think. 5-for-34, 35, 15. That's probably, I think that's between 14 and 15% from the floor.
Not very good.
Or from beyond the arc. Hey, the Warriors have done a great job this year of defending all the great players. They've done a great job against Westbrook. They've done a great job against Harden. They were terrific the other night against Kawhi Leonard. And the reason is because they've got players on their team who defend, who have size, who have quickness. And they're also a great team defensive team. So it's tough. It's tough to score consistently against the Golden State Warriors, especially if they got their A game on that end of the floor.
I'm starting to see the JaVale McGee calls come in. The number's 888-957-9570. We're taking your phone calls after the Warriors take down the Rockets 107-98. They're now 62-14. They've won 10 in a row, and the magic number is 4. We're getting to your phone calls right here on the home of the Golden State Warriors. That's 95.7 The Game.
Warriors up by 5. Curry with the ball, 2:25 to go. Guarded now by Williams. Takes a 3 off the dribble and knocked it down. He gets it right back, just casually, like he's out for a Sunday stroll. And it's 103-95. And the Warriors have 15 to shoot with Curry holding the ball at midcourt. 1 minute to go. Warriors up 7.
Curry with a dribble, cross court, down the lane, throws it cross court to Barnes, saves the ball to Andre. Shot clock at 5, gotta go to the rim. Hand off, Draymond stripped. Curry gets it with 1, takes the shot off glass, and good! He hit it with a buzzer sounding!
Now back to Towney and Steiny on 95.7 The Game.
Let's get out to the phones after a 107-98 victory for the Warriors over the Rockets. And the fans are brought to you by Nation's Giant Hamburgers. Keep it real, make it Nation's. Let's start out with Ryan and Hayward. Welcome to Warriors Wrap-Up. Lead us off.
Hey, this is Ryan from Hayward.
What's up, man?
Hey, just got to watch that amazing game, a defensive showdown. And I know the JaVale McGee calls are coming in, but I just want to highlight primarily Zaza. Why is he starting? He's this super durable player that he's just a go-to guy. And I feel like in this game in particular, he really kind of set the foundation for the JaVale McGee showdown. I mean, JaVale gets put in, and what is it, seven points in 2 minutes? Anything like that.
Yeah, he ended up with 13 in 11 minutes tonight.
13 and 11? I mean, he had a extremely hot start, which I think that's the entertainment that we really crave. And I've been listening to the game because on the radio on my drives home, because I haven't been able to watch these games, but tonight I got to watch the whole thing. And I have to say, Draymond went off. That guy is just 100% hustle all the time. And I just have to respect his ability to always get the loose ball, get the rebound, strip the ball, block the shot. And, It totally set the tempo for Golden State's inevitable win tonight, even though they trailed most of the game, not by much. You could just tell in the fourth quarter that it was going to be theirs.
Thank you very much, Ryan. We appreciate it.
I mean, Draymond does so many things defensively that are incredible, really. He's able to stay in front of guards. He's able to block bigger players because his timing is incredible. You don't think of Draymond as a leaper, but I'll tell you what, he can get up. He has to be able to get up to block those kind of shots. So I think Draymond is probably going to win the Defensive Player of the Year this year. I think he deserves it. And I think tonight we saw why. It's because he was involved in so many plays in that fourth quarter. And they're winning plays. Blocking shots, helping out on defense, deflections, all those kinds of things. And then on top of it, he's a very smart defender when his head's in the game, which is most of the time, obviously. This team isn't a championship team, I don't think, if Draymond Green's not on it. Now, they'd make the playoffs, and they might even go pretty deep. I just don't think they can win it all without Draymond Green. That's how important he is.
Let's go to Josh in Oakland. Go ahead, Josh. You're on 95.7 The Game.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh, man. Vintage Warriors, man. Vintage Warriors, just when the situation seemed difficult and it seems like it's going to be hard for these guys this stretch, they come out and they answer the bell and just completely make Swiss cheese out of the situation. And the beauty of it is that they did it with defense. This whole run that they've been on has been fueled by, whether it be individually or as a team, by defense, because in transition, this team can't be stopped. It's just that simple. So when they're locking down on guys and putting the clamps on them and getting the rebound, which is so important, and getting that rebound, this team just cannot be beat. Do you realize this? They don't have Kevin Durant, but they don't have the pieces that we gave up to get Kevin Durant either. And they're beating the best teams in the league. I'm still not over the San Antonio Spurs. I can't brush over that. That was playoff impl- implications in San Antonio. They were up by 20, and this team came back without their leading blocker in Kevin, and they don't have the pieces that they gave up. I mean, it's flabbergasting, bro. I cannot comprehend it, bro. I'm just so glad to be alive and to be watching this team, because this is once in a lifetime. It really is. And today, this team, that's Houston. That's Houston, and they clamped down on them in that final, fourth quarter? Or 6 minutes, they just completely shut them down. That team scores a lot of points. That's a Mike D'Antoni team. They score. That's one thing that they can't do. And they have James Harden, and they just completely shut them down. I'm just so impressed with this team. It is just that doesn't happen. So I still just can't get over San Antonio. Absolutely amazing, this run.
Good call, Josh. Thank you. Very excited.
I was talking about this a little on the Warriors warm-up show, is that the Golden State Warriors just went into Houston and San Antonio and won back-to-back games on the road against two of the top four teams in the NBA. That would be a lot of teams' highlight of their season. First of all, 25 teams in the league can't even do that. They couldn't even comprehend going on the road and beating both those teams on consecutive nights. All right, so most of the league can't even do that. The fact that the Warriors can do that on the road, then they come back and play one of the same teams again, and they take care of them at home. They have so much confidence, Golden State, that's another part of them that I don't think gets enough credit. They now know to a man that they can shut teams down. And when you know you can do that, and the great teams sometimes know it, it is just such a weapon, because you just look at each other and the five guys who are on the floor look at each other and they say, they're not scoring. And they did it tonight. They had a 6-plus-minute stretch where they didn't give up any points, and they're the Houston Rockets, one of the highest scoring teams in the league, scoring only 13 in the fourth quarter. They're sometimes I think they're just too good offensively and they're too good defensively for any team to beat them 4 out of 7. Now, we said that a little bit last year, and the Cleveland Cavaliers got them, but it just feels like this year the Warriors – aren't just doing it in the regular season. They're also thinking about the postseason while they're doing it. And last year I felt like it was all – just about the regular season, what a great regular season they were having. And they might have even had a little bit of letdown in the postseason.
Well, you talk about the teams they have joined, 3 straight years of at least 60 wins. And you start thinking about Michael and the Bulls and Magic and Kareem and Worthy with the Lakers, and then Bird and the guys with the Celtics and the other Celtic teams. I mean, this is historic basketball. So when Josh is all fired up, you should be as a Warrior fan after all these years, all the crap you watch. All right, 888-957-9570. Of course, we want to hear from you. If you're leaving the game on the way, what you saw tonight, we continue with your phone calls after a 107-98 victory right here on 95.7.
Curry to Draymond, lob to McGee, catches, got fouled. It's around and down, and the foul's on Gordon.
You know, he's so athletic, and the threat of the lob is always an important factor with JaVale. And just felt like, you know, even more so tonight, you know, they jumbled up the matchups. They really kind of changed all the matchups since the last time we played them. And so it was good for us to, because of all the switching, what they were doing, to put that lob threat in there. And he got several quick baskets as soon as he got in, and that helped turn the tide for us.
Now back to Towney and Steiny on 95.7 The Game.
Steve Kerr, brought to you by Oaks Card Club. Play it smart, play at Oaks. If you're the Houston Rockets leaving tonight, I mean, what do you say? You got beat there, you get beat at home.
Well, I mean, you don't give up. You got to take the positives out of a game like this. You got to say, we were up 3+ quarters. We didn't finish the game. We're playing one of the best teams in the league. I want to touch on what Steve Kerr said, though, a little bit about the matchups. There were a lot of times tonight when the Golden State Warriors found one of their big players matched up against one of Houston's smaller players. We saw it a few times, whether it was Beverly or Gordon left alone with McGee. There was a point where it was Lou Williams or Beverly defending David West in the paint. There was Harden defending at times Zaza Pachulia. And the more I think about it, the more I think that's not a bad way to go. And the reason I say that is because what they want to do there is they want to try to get the Warriors to go to that matchup. They want the Warriors to try to feed David West. They want the Warriors throwing lobs, although not easy lobs, to JaVale McGee. And I think the reason is because every time JaVale McGee takes a shot, every time Pachulia takes a shot, every time David West takes a shot, that means Curry or Clay are not taking shots. It's kind of an old Don Nelson trick where you make a switch defensively because you want that team to go to a matchup that they think they can exploit. And you know what? Maybe they can exploit it. But while they're exploiting it, they're still not playing their game. And it's not a bad thing to try. And I thought it had a little bit of success because if you do that, it almost ensures that you're going to keep Curry and Clay away from having a big night because you're going to go to other places where you think you have better matchups.
Let's go to Marcus in Oakland. Welcome to Warriors Wrap-Up.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hey.
Hey, I got a quick question. So we're talking about defensive intensity and the way that the Warriors have been, other than the 76ers game, has been really, really stepping it up defensively. I really kind of thought it started with the pick of Matt Barnes. I remember calling Steiny the night we found out that Harrison Barnes, or the baby black pigeon, was leaving. And I told him, I said, hey, we should pick up Matt Barnes. And you guys literally laughed at me. I was just kind of wondering if you guys thought it was an addition, if you guys thought it was something that's going to hurt the team. Just your kind of thoughts on Matt Barnes. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
I don't know if I laughed. I don't think I would have laughed. I think maybe I would have laughed if you said Matt Barnes is as good as Harrison Barnes. Barnes has helped him. I think he's really helped him mostly because they need somebody to gobble up Durant's minutes. And Barnes is doing it, and the Warriors aren't losing anything when he's doing it. Will be interesting to see how much he plays in the postseason if Durant's healthy. But the more I think about this, the more it's becoming apparent, too. I think Steve Kerr is going to rely on his veterans in the postseason. He's going to go to West. He's going to go to Livingston. He's going to go to Iguodala. He's going to go to Matt Barnes. I think McCaw and Looney. Ian Clark's going to be kind of in the middle there. Not sure how much Ian Clark's going to play. And that just leaves McGee. What is he going to do with McGee, and how much time is he going to get out of JaVale McGee? But I think Steve Kerr loves the idea right now of having a veteran bench that he doesn't have to worry about making boneheaded plays. For the most part, they're a smart group, and they're not going to beat themselves. And I think he's got to love that.
Yeah, I mean, he's starting, he's playing 26 minutes. I mean, from the moment he got here, he's been playing a lot of minutes.
Yeah, and he's going to have to adjust to playing less minutes when the playoffs come. That's for sure, because he's not going to play this much once the postseason starts, unless Durant's not back. But it looks like Durant's going to be back in plenty of time now for the postseason.
888-957-9570, let's head out. Where are we going? We will go to Khalid, leaving the game, heading back up 80. What's up, Khalid?
What's going on, gentlemen? Hey, I've got a quick question before I start talking about the game. What's the deal with that grass over there, you know, between the arena and the Coliseum? I mean, you guys were over there, Steiny, today, and they got that artificial surface off the ground. What do you know what the deal is with that?
Yeah, so basically that area for A's games is going to be a whole different – it's going to be like a little party atmosphere, and they're going to have food trucks, and they're going to have a lot going on. So we're going to get our first look at it tomorrow as the Bay Bridge Series comes to Oakland. First pitch is going to be at noon. And this whole area is going to be something now that's going to be like a pre-party thing for A's games.
Hey, you know what? I like it. I like it. Anything.
You're damn right you like it. We got something new going on, for God's sakes. We've got food trucks. got a new bar going on. They're putting a lot of money into the Coliseum right now. It's great to see.
I'm liking it. So let me start off by saying, you know, I like the Matt Barnes pickup for one reason, and I don't know if you guys have caught this, is our man Draymond's technicals and incidents have gone down a little bit because we've got another goon on the team that's willing to rough people up. And, you know, he's not having to be the enforcer all over the floor. And when you take Draymond, David West, and Matt Barnes, they're kind of like the Warriors' Hanson brothers from Slapshot. That'll go out there and are willing to knock people to the ground, but Draymond doesn't have to go around kicking and doing all the rest of that stuff because Matt Barnes is willing to do it. And then when you get David West in, the guy's willing to rough people up. So I'm kind of liking it. You know, we've got that Oakland version of the Hanson brothers that, you know, that I'm appreciating, you know, first and foremost.
It's like adding Marty McSorley to your team.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So the other thing that's standing out to me is, I don't know if you guys saw the piece that Colin Cowherd did the other day where he said he believes that the Warriors, based on these last 8 or 9 games, not including today, are actually a better basketball team without Kevin Durant. And then he started laying down statistics and everything else of what's occurred over this winning streak and showing it in comparison to the pre-injury Warriors and then the post-injury Warriors after that little lull of a start after Durant got hurt. And our defensive numbers have gotten better and everything else. And I sat there and I was like, you know what? He's trying to make a pretty good argument based on statistics, but on that sight test, you know, we were blowing teams out when Durant was with us. And, you know, it's a different style of basketball. But now with what's occurred and the way this bench is kind of coming together and we're seeing these veterans start gelling, when you add Kevin Durant and he gets that rust off and he's coming off with that second unit, and that second unit now has that legitimate scorer out there with Clay, and you've got, you know, Durant, you've got Clay, you've got David West, Livingston, and Iguodala out on the floor all at once. I don't know how anybody can say that that team is not as good as what's been out on the court right now. And plus, you get his rebounding and his shot blocking back. So, you know, while he could try to make that argument and try to make those statistics stick in a vacuum, I hope people aren't getting fooled and thinking that this team is better off without Durant than they are with him.
Thank you, Khaled.
Yeah, no, it's well said. Plus, the other thing is, it sounds to me like what Khaled was saying is they took the numbers from this 10-game winning streak. Well, yeah, they lost a bunch of games when Durant first got hurt. In other words, it took them a while to get adjusted with Kevin Durant being out. I think that's a dangerous game. I'm not going to say the Warriors are better without Durant. I just think that's ridiculous. Would you really want a team without Kevin Durant rather than with Kevin Durant? But they do play differently without Kevin Durant. And what's going to be very interesting, I think, is Warriors have won 10 in a row. What if they finish the season on a 16-game winning streak? All they have to do is win 6 more games. And
5 of 6 are at home.
There's really only one tricky one, really. Well, maybe 2, Utah and Washington. What if they go into the playoffs with a 16-game winning streak and then Kevin Durant comes back? Well, they better win it. They better win it then, because then I think you do say, well, wait a minute. They won 16 in a row to finish off the season. Durant came back and they didn't win it. Then I do think you might have something. But right now, I'm not willing to say that this team's better without Kevin Durant. And I don't even know if I'd ever be willing to say that, because – it's Kevin Durant. Why would you not want Kevin Durant on your team, especially a season like this when he's playing both sides of the ball very well?
Khaled said he doesn't want people buying into it and listening to it. Who's your cable or satellite provider?
Comcast.
You're Comcast. I'm Comcast too. What channel is FS1 on?
Fox Sports 1?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Exactly. Don't worry, Khaled. No one's watching Colin Cowherd. I don't think we have to worry about it. 888-957-9570. We'll continue with your phone calls right here. Warriors wrap up after the Warriors take down the Rockets 107-98 on 95.7 The Game.
West, one dribble back to Clark. fakes a three, dribbles middle, bounce pass Livingston, back up top to Draymond, deflected pass caught by Dre. Left side to Clark, he's open for three, got it! And Clark stayed with a play. Stephen Curry throws a towel down in celebration for Ian for staying with it. And the Warriors lead 95-92, their first lead since the first quarter.
Now back to Towney and Steiny on 95.7 The Game.
You can break down certain moments in the game. You could say that was the moment where it really turned. It also helped that for about 6.5 minutes, Houston did not score in the fourth quarter. They went on that drought. Warriors with the win. We're taking your phone calls, 888-957-9570. John Dickinson has arrived from the locker room. We'll hear from him coming up here at 11:30. Let's go to Greg in San Francisco. Go ahead, Greg. You're on Warriors Wrap-Up.
Hey, thanks as usual, guy. I'm just waiting for Durant to get back. He's a part of the Warrior group for sure on that, no doubt about it. I'm going to give McGee player of the game today. He kept us in that second quarter when things weren't going really good. And, yeah, Clark hit that big shot. Nice big comeback. You know, I'm going to say it again. Those were four or five reach steals they made on Harden tonight. You know, that turned the game around again. Okay, I heard Kerr back on the Damon show still saying no reaching, no going in the cookie jar. Well, damn it, sometimes you go get them cookies, damn it. You know, and he never was a great defensive player, but I'm just saying he's a good coach, but he needs to get off that. You know, and every player should have the opportunity to reach and steal when it's there. You know, that's how you play tough D as far as I'm concerned. And other than that, I just want to see that continue going into the playoffs because I think it's really important, you know. And other than that, I enjoy your show, and I wanted to just put that out there again one more time.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. Appreciate it. I'll tell you this, Townie. Whatever they're doing against Harden, just keep doing it. However they're defending him. And tonight he only got to the line 7 times, which you'll take any day of the week.
Well, 4 games, he's just 5 for 34 from three-point range.
Well, you'll take that any day of the week too.
Right? Fillmore, yep. Mike, you're now on Warriors Wrap-Up. Go ahead, Fillmore.
Hey, Townie. Hey, Steiny, thanks for taking my call, man. I really like hearing you guys talk about the Warriors because I know you guys have been watching for 30 years and stuff like that. So I already know it's a good look. Anyway.
Are you saying we're old?
Yeah, what are you saying? How old are we, for God's sake?
Fossils, all right.
Man, I know y'all know the history. I'm just exaggerating a little. I know y'all know the history. Anyway, I want to talk about the future. Patrick McCall and JaVale McGee on this behalf. McCall is going to be an excellent pro. I just want to get your thoughts on that, Steiny. And then also with JaVale McGee, do you see him starting possibly? I know he has a one-year deal, but do you think they're kind of like grooming him and getting him ready maybe for next year? Because, you know, Zaza is also on a one-year deal, and they'll keep JaVale maybe to start him next year. Steiny, you don't think he'll play in a playoff. So what do you think about next year? I'll take my call off here. Thank you
so much.
Thank
you, Fillmore.
Yeah, no, thanks. That's a good question. What I think the Warriors now have to worry about is somebody looking at JaVale McGee and saying, you know what, let's give him a 2 or 3 year contract at $6-8 million a year, maybe something like that. If that happens, then I think the Warriors are going to have trouble retaining him. But they might not want to retain him either, depending on where else they go there. So I think the Warriors are in a good spot with McGee. And I don't think he's going to ever be a starter for the Golden State Warriors. He might not be a starter for any NBA team. But I think what he's shown this year is that he can help you. And he can certainly fill a role for certain teams. And I don't think there's any doubt now that JaVale McGee has helped the Warriors this season. And I didn't think he was going to help them when they brought him into training camp.
Lee in Santa Clara, good evening.
Hey, guys. Yeah, 2 points I wanted to make tonight. First of all, pretty nice to watch Curry thoroughly outplay Westbrook, Leonard, and James Harden 2 times in 4 out of the last 5 or 6 games. And those 3 guys are pretty much the top candidates for the MVP, supposedly. And I know Curry's not going to get much support, but I think Curry really takes it personally. You know, he's a guy that never backs down from a challenge, and it's nice to see him playing at this level, you know, against those guys. And then the other point I wanted to make, all this talk about, you know, Iguodala and McGee. I actually think both those guys are playing their best ball right now. And you take a look at a six-man bench. If Iguodala and McGee are at this level, you got Barnes, Livingston, Clark, and who am I missing? I think I got everybody there. I actually think that's the best bench in the NBA. And so I took a look at some numbers.
David West is who you're missing.
David West, yeah, thank you. You know, the Warriors bench actually is the number one field goal shooting bench. They've got the highest field goal percentage of any bench in the league. They're also number one in blocks, number two in assists, and number six in steals. So I actually think it's the most underrated part of this team. And I know that we don't have, you know, Barbosa's explosiveness.
Right.
Supposed explosiveness. Those are the only two little kind of factors that are missing. So I'd really like you guys to tell me if you think there's another better bench out there in the NBA. Because the way they're playing right now, I think they're the best.
Off the top of my head, I mean, I can't think of any. But we're going to have John Dickinson in here next segment. I'm going to ask him that same question because I think it's a good one. And I think right now the Warriors bench is playing the best they've played all season. So maybe that's skewing things just a little bit. But I do like the fact that they're going to head into the playoffs with a bench that is very experienced. And I think that's what Steve Kerr wants, is to be able to look down his bench and look at four or five guys and not have to worry about, you know, who might make a big mistake. He'll know that he's getting some pretty calm players in there and guys who are going to help them win close games.
Let's go to Oscar in Fairfield. Welcome, Oscar, to Warriors Wrap Up here on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, hi, thanks, guys. I just love getting on the show after a good win when I get off work, you know.
Sure.
I wanted to say right now, we needed a player to show up big time for us when KD went down. And right now, Iggytopia down at the Dub Nation, that he just came out but just blowing things up. He's showing his MVP status again at a time that we need it the most. And with him there, he just made the big difference, which saved our one seed. I personally believe that.
Yeah, you might be right. You might be right about that, Oscar.
I'm telling you, it's just amazing. It just seems like it's like when I watched him when he was with the Sixers. I mean, I'm telling you, he's young again.
Yeah.
And yes. About McGee, I like him being off the bench. We need our bench to have some of that game changing status, and having him come in and change it makes a big difference. You know, I don't want to change that. I like him coming off the bench because when they need something coming up, like they need some extra blocks or something, when he comes in, he throws other teams off. When he comes in, it's like oh wait, we didn't expect this. You know, and I'm just telling you, KD injury was a blessing in disguise. That our bench has improved so much that it's amazing. And having We Believe Matt Barnes in there just adds it to, you know, just makes it great. I'm just like out of words because I'm so happy to see the team moving strong right now, the time that we need them the most. And I look forward for them to be up in the championship. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for the call. He's right. He was right about that. He might be right about Iguodala. If Iguodala doesn't emerge like he did after Durant's injury, maybe they don't hold on to the number one seed. I mean, he's been that good.
Well, he's been huge, and especially in certain spots when they have needed somebody to give them a spark, different parts of the game. I mean, for a great example, what Iguodala did in San Antonio. Everything was not going your way. It's looking like you're going to get blown out, and all of a sudden he starts hitting shots. He did it again tonight. I mean, the fact that he's giving you minutes, you didn't think he could give you those minutes anymore. He's giving you those minutes, and offensively, whether it's threes or big shots or dunks, he's just giving you the spark you really, really need. It's been great to watch Andre Iguodala down the stretch right now.
Yeah, and I'm looking at this box score right now, and I didn't even realize Draymond Green was 2-for-11 from the field tonight. Now, there are about, I don't even know, 5 players in the NBA who could go 2-for-11 from the floor and still be a positive influence on the court. And there's no doubt Draymond Green was a positive out there tonight. His defense was tremendous. Blocked 3 shots again. He's involved in so many plays. He makes so many terrific defensive plays. And I didn't even notice he was 2-for-11 tonight until I just looked at the box score right now, because he'd made such an impact on the defensive end of the floor. And that's another luxury the Warriors have, is they have two players, Iguodala and Green, who are excellent on defense, so that when they score, it's just icing on the cake. And then you start thinking, well, Iguodala's a great defensive player, and he's scoring. Draymond Green's a good defensive player, and he's scoring. Klay Thompson's a good defensive player, and he's scoring. Well, the other team's not going to win then. You see what I'm saying? If your good defensive players are scoring too, forget it. It's over.
888-957-9570 is the phone number. Warriors with the win tonight over the Houston Rockets, 107-98. They beat the Rockets on the road, came back the next night, took care of San Antonio, come back home and take care of the Rockets. John Dickinson is here. He was just down in the locker room. We'll find out what they were saying right here on the home of the Golden State Warriors. That's 95.7 The Game.
And the Warriors have 15 to shoot with Curry holding the ball at midcourt. 1 minute to go. Warriors up 7. Curry with a dribble. Cross court down the lane. Throws it cross court to Barnes. Saves the ball to Andre. Shot clock at 5. Gotta go to the rim. Hand off Draymond. Strip. Curry gets it with 1. Takes the shot off glass. And good! He hit it with a buzzer sounding.
Now back to Towney and Steiny on 95.7 The Game.
John Dickinson is with us here as he's come up from the locker room and from the floor. Is brought to you by Walnut Creek Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, where savings is simple, online at walnutcreekjeep.com. What's shaking tonight, JD?
What's going on, guys? Yeah, good to be with you. 10 straight for the Warriors, and this is as impressive a week as I think they've had all year when you look at without Kevin Durant and you look at, you know, playing San Antonio, coming from 22 down, beating the Rockets a couple of times. The Grizzlies are a team that have beaten them the first couple of matchups this year. Impressive for the Warriors to go through these teams when they haven't really played well for every minute of every game. I mean, they were down, you know, in this game and made a little run right before halftime to get it close, down 13. But another way, they just find ways to do it. And the defense, again, key down the stretch as they hold the Rockets to 13 in the fourth.
That's what I think I'm starting to notice, is they know we're getting late in the regular season, that the playoffs are coming, and defensively, if they defend like they defended against San Antonio for three quarters and like they defended tonight against Houston, I don't see how they're going to get beat, because their offense is going to be good enough to win games when they're holding the other team down to below 100 points, and that's what they did to the Spurs and the Rockets. If the Warriors, if you're telling me they can hold teams under 100, all right, they're gonna this thing is over.
If you're holding the Rockets under 100,
exactly,
with the amount of three
exactly
pointers that they shoot and the way they try and get up and down and put it in the basket, you're right. It's a wrap, essentially. And how about the job they've done against James Harden this season?
Incredible.
I mean, you know, James Harden, yeah, he's getting to the free throw line, but, you know, he's a minus 14 tonight, 17 points. He's not making threes against the Warriors. Another off night, 4 of 18 overall, 2 for 9. Just doing an incredible job. Harden and Westbrook, you know, the two MVP candidates, the Warriors have been outstanding defensively against both of them.
I just don't think – you can be efficient if you're Westbrook or Harden over the long haul playing against the Warriors. I think both those teams play the exact way they have to play to be the most successful they can be. They both put the ball in the hands of their best player, and they ask him to make as many plays as possible. And on given nights, James Harden can be so good that he can help win a game by himself. But the Warriors have three or four players that can defend him. Klay Thompson can defend him. Draymond Green can defend him. Iguodala can defend him. And so I'm not saying they're going to shut him down, but it is so hard when you have so much offensive responsibility against a good defensive team. It's just almost impossible to be efficient over the long haul.
So what was Draymond Green saying after there's a little punchgate going on after this game with him and James Harden?
Well, and he was asked about, you know, the incident where, you know, Harden and Draymond Green were locked up, and it looked like Draymond, he kind of swiped at Harden's right. injured wrist. And, you know, Draymond was asked, you know, hey, what happened? And he said that James Harden pinched him. And you're thinking, well, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Pinched him. But you go back and you watch the video, and I was watching it before I came on with you guys. James Harden just grabs him right in the gut and just pinches him. And
Draymond's not that fat. You can't pinch him.
Well, he was trying.
You can't pinch a washboard.
You can't. You could pinch me.
I know exactly. Yeah, I know.
I mean, you know,
I know
us
exactly
three,
what you're saying.
Yeah, us three, you could grab a handful.
Hey, you pinch me, I'm going to hit you.
Well, so you can see James Harden pinch him, and then Draymond,
there you go.
He knocks his hand away.
You want
away.
Some, you know?
And I think what'll be interesting will be, and you know, we were talking about this before I came on, Matt, and you said, well, guys do that all the time. They slap
right.
somebody's hand away from them if they're kind of locked up. And I think, and Draymond jokingly said as he exited the press conference room, he said, well, I'm probably going to get a phone call for punching a guy and saying he punched at a guy. But when you look at it, you know, it looked like it was more of a wind up, and that's going to be the it's going to be the deciding.
You know what it reminded me of now that I think about it?
Was it a wind up or a slap away?
It looked exactly like what Charles Oakley did to the security guards in Madison Square Garden that day he got thrown out. Remember that? I don't think anything's going to come of it. I don't think there should. I mean, maybe a fine, but you can't suspend a guy for doing that.
Well, I mean, I would think not. I would think not. But again, this, you know, you go back to the NBA Finals. I mean, we did a whole show after Game 4 of the NBA Finals, and we thought, there's no way Draymond Green would get suspended for Game 5 of the Finals.
Yeah, but here, the difference here is you have video of
what Harden did
as
Harden well.
Harden starts at first. So, I mean, it'd be very tough, I mean, to come back and say we're going to do something to Draymond Green when obviously the Harden was the aggressor in the situation, right?
Yeah, you would think. You would think, but you never really know.
Yeah,
for
you
sure
never really do know
what's going on in the mind of the league when it comes to discipline. You really don't.
JaVale McGee, JD.
Yeah,
pretty effective tonight.
He was.
I thought he was actually more effective in the second half than the first half. I know he had most of his stuff happen to him in his first half, but they were getting some things at the other end often. But in the second half, he was pretty good.
Yeah, but we looked up and he had, I think, 9. Quickly in about 2 minutes, it felt like. And the Warriors hadn't cut into the lead
right.
really at all. In fact, it actually had increased from 12 to 13, but then the Warriors went on the run, the 10-2 run right before the end of the half, and knocked it right down to 5. And, yeah, the block shots.
5 blocks in 12 minutes.
Yeah, the block shots, especially in that third quarter, was impressive. And it's so funny because we talk about this every night, guys, the center position.
Right.
We were talking about it in the pregame with Damon. Who's the best center that the Warriors have? If you go with Pachulia and then JaVale and then David West, Draymond's going to play minutes. McAdoo got some time there tonight, and Steve Kerr loves playing McAdoo against the Rockets.
Right.
Just think that's a good matchup. So tonight it was JaVale McGee. And I think you could almost go every single night and it's somebody different.
Right.
You go back to the San Antonio game, it was David West. You know, you go back the game before that.
It's funny you look at tonight.
Pachulia was all right against the Grizzlies. I mean,
tonight there was a couple times where David West was like, ooh, didn't look so hot.
Yeah, and that goes to the point of all of these guys bring a little something different to
definitely
the table.
Definitely, absolutely.
And Steve Kerr said that in the press conference that, you know, just the threat of the lob helped change things and helped open things up, you know, with
right
the way the Rockets were trying to defend. How about the odd matchups for the Rockets, putting Harden on Pachulia and just changing everything up?
A little bit about that. I thought it was a good strategy. I think we'll see a little more of that if they meet in the playoffs. It's an old Don Nelson trick where you try to bait the other team into going to a matchup. And even if they're milking that matchup in a positive way, it's still not the end of the world because you're not doing what you normally do anyway. And for every bucket that McGee or West or Pachulia scores, that means Clay or Steph isn't shooting it, which ideally you would want. But the thing about McGee, JD, I just think that one of the things that's going on is the way McGee plays and the way Pachulia plays, it makes Pachulia look worse than he is, and it makes McGee look better than he is a little bit. I mean, Pachulia isn't a highlight reel guy. He's the opposite of a JaVale McGee. So when JaVale dunks like he dunks or he blocks a shot like he blocks a shot, it just feels like it means
impact.
More. Yeah.
Yeah, you get – if you're
it's
if you're
the
just,
ooh factor.
Definitely.
Ooh. Yeah, we talked
definitely.
About that in the pregame.
But then JaVale there are times McGee when McGee might get beat on a play where Pachulia can help – and nobody really thinks twice about that kind of play, but it's just as important.
No, it's just Pachulia makes plays when he looks bad. It sticks with you. You almost, again, if you're just sitting there with a sheet of paper and you're doing your own eyeball test grades, you know, McGee gets extra points for the wow factor
right.
at times. And Pachulia maybe gets points taken away where you, like you say, you think Pachulia's worse than he is, maybe if you're grading on that curve and you think maybe JaVale McGee's better than he is. I totally yep. see where you're coming from there.
Warriors wrap up here on 95.7 The Game, the home of the Golden State Warriors after they take down the Rockets 107-98. And since Andre Iguodala is a golfer, I'm going to call him a sandbagger. Because what a sandbagger is in golf is a guy who lies about his handicap and he ends up being better. I mean, we looked at Andre Iguodala going, how much does he have left? All of a sudden, Andre Iguodala is giving them so many good minutes. What he is doing for this team, big shots, different times. We've been talking about it all night, JD. Like, look at San Antonio. Team was struggling. He got some good shots. He got them rolling tonight. You know, the end of the time, he's hitting
hit
a shot.
Three at the half.
And he's playing about 30 minutes a game, which we thought we couldn't do anymore. It's been amazing what he has brought to this team.
It is, and the Warriors have needed every bit of it during this stretch to get themselves right and get themselves at a position now where the magic number is four to clinch the one seed when it looked like it was going to go down to the last week of the season. It's not going to happen. I mean, the Warriors can have this thing locked up here in the next week or so. And Iguodala, he always has a way of coming up big when the Warriors need him to come up big.
He really does, yeah.
And he's found the energy, and maybe, like you say, he's paced himself. He paced himself to a point where now he can finish the year strong.
To me, Iguodala is similar to Draymond Green in that if they're scoring, then their production is off the charts. Because when Iguodala plays, what do we know? Well, he's going to be very good defensively. He's not going to turn the ball over. I want to say halfway through the year he had the best assist-to-turnover ratio. Maybe in the NBA at one point it was like 7-1. So he's smart. He plays defense. Now he starts knocking down shots. I mean, that, my friends, is an all-around player that helps you win games. Same with Draymond Green. I was saying, I didn't even realize he was 2-for-11 tonight because he was so impactful on the defensive end. And then you see 2-for-11, you're like, well, who cares? He made 15 plays on the defensive end that help you win games.
Yeah, just a phenomenal effort. And you know, you see a lot of games from Draymond Green like yeah. that where you look up at the end of the night and you're like, wow, plus 15, you know, the best on the team at that point, along with Iguodala. And I think the other point about Iguodala that I wanted to make, too, was just the, you know, and Steve Kerr's mentioned this a few times, the fact that Iguodala is playing so many positions.
Yeah.
You know, he's a backup small forward. He's a backup power forward right now. He's almost the backup point guard, in a sense, when he gets on the floor and handles the ball a lot. They almost use him at times in a little bit of that Scottie Pippen way that the Bulls would, where he's the guy initiating the offense, you know, to get other guys involved. So it's just the multi-positional effect that he's been able to have has been critical in addition to, you know, everything else that we've talked about.
Well, just another dream season continues for the Golden State Warriors as they take down the Rockets 107-98. You guys will be back tomorrow from 9 to 11.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, 9 to 11, and Travis Schlenk is going to join us. Coming up, a Warriors assistant general manager. He's going to join us at 10 o'clock. And Tim Bontemps, who's on each and every week, will join us along the way as well before A's baseball.
Yeah, you guys will be leading into the last game of the Bay Bridge series before we
that's an afternoon game tomorrow?
It's a noon start. Pre-game will be at 11 o'clock before we get it going on opening night here, well, right across the way at the Coliseum between the Halos and the Oakland Athletics. Actually, the Giants get it started on Sunday against the D-backs. Hard to believe that baseball is here. But the most important thing, yeah, the Warriors continue. They've won 10 in a row. The magic number is only four, JD, only four.
Incredible, and I just had the thought.
The number one seed.
For the number one seed, I just had the thought. I mean, there will be an actual Major League Baseball. The Giants will have one game in the books before the Warriors hit the floor.
Yeah, where they play on Sunday night.
Go figure.
All right, that's going to do it for Warriors Wrap-Up 107-98. Fox Sports Radio, take you the rest of the way. Make sure you join these guys tomorrow morning right here on 95.7 The Game at 9 a.m. Warriors with the win. Have a great night, everybody. You've been listening to Warriors Wrap-Up right here on the home of the Golden State Warriors. That's 95.7 The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.